With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. A top Iranian official says his country will continue to back Lebanon as U.S. officials circulate a ceasefire draft. Correspondent Charles Deledesma has more.
Iranian official Ali Larijani has pledged his country's unwavering support for Lebanon after talks with Lebanese leaders on the ongoing war between Israel and Hezbollah. During the talks, Larijani said the Islamic Republic of Iran supports Lebanon and Lebanese officials under any circumstances. According to reports in Lebanese media, U.S. Ambassador Lisa Johnson has handed over a draft of a proposed deal to end the Israel-Hezbollah war to Iran Parliamentary Speaker Nabih Berri, who's been leading the talks representing Hezbollah. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Also at SRNnews.com, drought has parched the Northeast for weeks, draining reservoirs, priming the landscape for damaging wildfires, and pushing politicians to implement water-saving measures. Paul Rush with the New York City Department of Environmental Protection says that they need a sizable amount of rain.
The New York City watershed, the watershed area that provides, fills the reservoirs that gets water to the people in New York City for drinking and to our upstate customers. Normally, we'd have from September until now, about 10 inches of rain, and we've only received about 2.5 inches of rain.
More than 58% of the Northeast is in moderate drought or worse, according to the U.S. Drought Monitor. The drought is particularly extreme in New Jersey, which has had its driest conditions in nearly 120 years. Some areas have experienced 40 days without measurable rain. Stocks fell to their worst loss since Election Day. The S&P 500 sank 1.3% to close a losing week. The Dow Jones dropped 0.7%. The NASDAQ composite fell 2.2%. This is SRN News. The Pope makes another controversial appointment.
In a move that is almost certain to enrage conservative Catholics around the globe, Francis has selected as his new pastor to the papal household a priest who embraces homosexuality. Roberto Pasolini has delivered remarks in which he questioned the condemnation of homosexuality in Scripture and suggested that King David and his friend Jonathan might have been gay. Many conservative Catholics fear Pope Francis is moving toward approval of homosexual marriage. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democratic lawmakers who wield control of the Virginia legislature are hoping to make their state the first in the South to enshrine abortion in the Constitution. The process passes Governor Glenn Youngkin, whose signature is not required on a constitutional amendment. However, under Virginia law, the General Assembly must pass proposed amendments twice, at least in 2 years. After that, the public must approve the amendment at the ballot box. This is SRN News. Chinese President Xi Jinping says the country needs more policies to maintain fertility levels and stabilize the population.
Beijing abandoned its one-child policy a decade ago. Families can now have 3 children, but the policy change has had little effect, hence Mr. Xi's intervention. Writing in a prominent magazine, he said the rise and fall of great powers was influenced by its population. He said marriage and having children should be encouraged with increased financial support for parents. Perhaps he was thinking of the city in Shanxi province, which this week offered newlyweds a $200 bonus as long as the woman is under 35.
That's BBC's Michael Bristow. President-elect Trump said Friday that North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum, Trump's choice to head the Interior Department, will also head a newly created National Energy Council that will seek to establish the country's energy dominance around the world. You'll find more at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.